Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. He is in the process of transforming you and I, beloved, into the very image of Jesus Christ. We're to have his characteristics to the stature, under the measure of the stature of a perfect man, even Christ Jesus. Aren't you grateful for the Holy Spirit? Because you sure can't do that by yourself. Neither can I. But it is God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Praise God and thank God for that. Lord, I just thank you as we begin sharing this. This time is so short and brief. But Lord, we're asking that you would just so fill it with your presence and your anointing, Lord, that there will be hope stirred in the hearts of your people, encouragement, Lord, that there will be the absolute conviction and trust that that work that you are doing in their lives spiritually and even in all the natural circumstances of their lives are working to bring them into a place of spiritual maturity. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for your anointing upon our hearts, Lord, in the delivery of the word and in the hearing of the word, that we can be all that you want us to be, that the Lord Jesus would receive glory. We thank you for it. Well, we've been sharing the last 2 days on conquering the evil eye. And that is one of the things that Jesus mentioned in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. He said, these things defile a man. They come out of the heart. It's not what goes into a man. It's not what you eat. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I began to read a few verses from the 3rd chapter of Genesis. And here we see the serpent approaching Eve, and he begins the temptation. In verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, because Eve had just said, well, God said we'll die if we eat of it. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So, what are we seeing? That they, let me read verse 7, that's important, and this because that's exactly what happened. The eyes of them, we're talking about the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And so what happened? Something happened that God didn't want for them. Their eyes were opened, and they knew good, and they knew evil, and they knew that sin had entered in. They knew they had rebelled against God, and they were ashamed. They knew that they had transgressed the commandment of the Lord. Now, let's read down verses 8 through 11. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And then, of course, I won't read any further, but that's when Adam goes on to blame Eve, and Eve blames the serpent, and the blame game started there in that with our first parents. You know, it was their fault, not mine. And we've managed to carry on that tradition with an amazing faithfulness and habitualness, haven't we? We're so guilty of that. We see the problem as being everything and everyone else but ourselves. So what happened here? What was going on? Well, when our parents in the garden sinned, they lost the glory of God with which they were surrounded with and covered with. God gave them that glory when he created them. But as soon as they saw through evil eyes, which were opened as a result of sin and rebellion, they saw that they were naked. What did that? Sin. Rebellion. And they were very ashamed to be in God's presence, so much so that they hid when God came to talk with them. Instead of being clothed with holiness and righteousness that the Father had given them, now that they sinned, they saw evil and they knew all things around them. They sought to provide some kind of covering with which to cover their nakedness. And then, of course, they made little aprons or coverings for themselves with fig leaves, but that wasn't sufficient. Instead of being clothed with God's holiness and righteousness, they tried to cover themselves, but they failed. They were sinners now. They lost that beautiful relationship they had with in fellowship with God. But notice, the devil appealed to their eyesight. The serpent said to Eve, "Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Beloved, we've tasted of that bitter cup ever since. There, our eyes were opened, open to evil, open to things that God really did never wanted us to have to experience. He didn't want us to have to experience sin and death and sickness and all the things that are a result of that original sin and separation from God. Thank God for the promise, even in the third chapter where God says he was going to send someone to crush the head of the serpent. And there's the first of messianic prophecies given regarding the coming of the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Adam the first, we inherited death, alienation from God. We were banished from the fellowship of God. The whole human race became lowly and sinful and disobedient and rebellious. Adam and Eve had to be clothed with skins of animals. And spiritually speaking, that's what God used to cover their nakedness and also representing the sacrifice that had to be made to cover their sin. But since that time, unregenerate man, the human race has been acting like animals ever since. But beloved, thank God he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, into this earth to redeem the human race from the curse of sin and death. Jesus paid it all. Jesus Christ atoned for all of our sins. He shed his precious blood for us. Christ died for our sins, your sins, my sins. His righteousness is our covering, and he covers everyone who believes. Isaiah 61 and 10 states, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness." God said, "I will dwell in them and walk in them." Beloved, he will do away with the evil eye. We will see Jesus. Jesus said, "If your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light." Beloved, we're not to look with spiritual pride. We're not to look as Lucifer. He was not content. He saw the glories of heaven, and he wasn't content with his state. So he instilled that discontent into our first parents, into Adam and Eve, and they thought that somehow God, they didn't have enough. God was holding out, and they wanted to be wise. They wanted to be like God. Beloved, when we come to a place that we are not content with who we are in Christ, who we are in God, realizing that each one of us are so beloved of the Lord, unique in our persons, in our very beings. We're unique, just as snowflakes are unique. Beloved, that's having an evil eye. But when we have that eye that has been sanctified by the very grace and the anointing and the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ, his righteousness, we will see Jesus in our brothers and sisters. We won't look for the faults and the things that we can find unattractive about someone. Think about that. Have you known people that all they see are the negative things? Oh, I'm not saying that we don't use discernment. We need to have discernment. But I'm talking about people that are continually fault-finding. They don't never can see the good. It's always some negative thing. Beloved, we are justified in the sight of God, just as if we had never sinned. We're covered with God's own righteousness. Every child of God who will mortify the deeds of the body, and as Romans 12 and 1 says, will present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him. We will put ourselves under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You know, it's one thing to make Him Savior. It's another thing to make Him Lord. And we will walk in His presence. We'll experience His life, His power, His anointing. And we will know a peace and a joy that passes all understanding. Oh, beloved, God wants us not to have an evil eye, not to look with envy and jealousy. Remember, that's the definition of that 1825 edition of Noah Webster's Dictionary, to look with an evil eye or with envy or jealousy or bad design. We're to everything that is good, things that are pleasant, things that are positive, if there be any a good report, think on these things, because it's out of the heart comes the things that defile a man. Father, we, in the closing moments of this broadcast, we come to you and thank you, Lord, that you're cleansing the inner man, creating us a clean heart. Oh God, renew a right spirit, that an evil eye will not dominate or take control of our lives, but that we will look with the very eye of Jesus, with love and compassion on the lost and hurting of this world. Father, we thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, praise God. I mentioned the very first of this week that I was going to talk about the eye. Well, we've talked about the negative aspects of an evil eye, and on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to just begin, we probably have to go into the next week, but we're going to begin talking about the eye in a positive way, and we'll see what the scripture has to tell us there. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer requests, I do invite you to write, send an email, or drop me a note, and I will respond by the postal service. I'll confirm by email, but I send back my letter of ministry through the mail. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support. I do ask for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.